Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign. No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
All right, Joe Zagacki, Don Bailey Jr. on the show. Miami and Pittsburgh coming up on Saturday. Kickoff at 8 o'clock. We'll be on the air at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Haven't had too many night games. 8 o'clock kickoff against the Pitt Panthers. What did we learn last week against Clemson?
Learned that this Miami football team would not give up. I think that they realized the first set of downs on both sides of the football. It's a little bit of a different opponent here. And then they adjusted. And they worked the game to a point where they were really within an opportunity to make it interesting. It didn't turn out that way, but again, these advanced training games help everybody. They help the freshmen like Bissant, who played, and Brown at quarterback. And you think about Inez Cooper and these young men that got to go on the field against a team that's won national championship, that's probably going to win your conference, and you realize how hard you have to work to get where you have to get to. Because really the goal is for Miami to close that gap, which they just saw last week against Clemson. That's the gap you have to close.
Here's what I learned. Everything about Clemson is championship caliber. From the stadium operation, to the way the traditions they built with their fans, to their roster. Everything is championship caliber.
You can tell on the ride once you hit campus that it's that they've won, that they have a big picture plan. And you know, we walked in there and we were impressed with everything along the way. I'm not a guy that would be interested in living, you know, in South Carolina and in the college town kind of deal. But if I was a student athlete, but I was, you can see that it's been building. This was not, didn't happen just yesterday, because you and I were there. I guess it was in 2009 was the last time we were there. No, 2010. And in the last 12 years, it's grown quite a bit, and they don't look like they're stopping.
I think they made an interesting decision, which was to go all in on football. I think they looked at, you know, this has been a basketball conference. I think this has been one of the issues with the University of Miami, is they brought Miami in. I don't think they've done a lot to help Miami because it's been a basketball conference. And I think Clemson got in front of that and said, you know what, we're probably never going to leapfrog Duke or North Carolina or Virginia in basketball. But where we can make our mark is where it really matters, football. And they attacked football.
They did, and it was the smart thing to do. It's the biggest revenue producer, and they've gone about it in the right way. They hired their head coach, Dabo Swinney, and they've stuck with him. I mean, he had a couple rough days in those first 4 or 5 years. I remember down here in this Orange Bowl, West Virginia put something big on him, and they just stayed the course, and they have given him everything that he needs to recruit. I believe I'm correct that they're on their third facility. They have third football facility. They've each time they graduate to the next football facility, another sport gets the last one, and it just has uplifted the entire university. But they've made sure that when They go out to recruit, just like Miami's getting ready to do. The investment Miami's getting ready to do. They go out and recruit. They can go toe-to-toe with any university in this country with what it looks like on campus. And Miami's on their way to doing that.
I said this to you. I'll probably draw some attention. There's been a lot of discussion about the Miami roster, right, with Coach Cristobal, and you know, you see some guys going to the transfer portal, and we always have that argument about roster and coaching and play calling and all that stuff. Miami's played Alabama last year, played Clemson this year. Neither game closed, two different coaching staffs. What it has looked like is Miami, the Dade Broward All-Stars, and nothing against that, but Clemson and Alabama are the United States All-Stars. Their roster is built from all around the country. They've got core areas. Clemson is going to get players from Georgia, South Carolina, some from Florida. Alabama is going to dominate Alabama, go into Louisiana, come to Florida, go to Texas. But the quarterback for Alabama is from California. The quarterback for Clemson is from California. Miami, and under Coach Cristobal, I think, while you got to hit a home run at home, you also have to broaden things.
Well, you have to just look at what he did at Oregon. He realized that he had to go national when he was at Oregon. He learned some of that while he was at Alabama. He also learned that you have to uncover great players at many different places, and he learned that when he was at Rutgers. And so, I mean, he's got a doctorate when it comes to figuring and recruiting out. The thing you don't want to do, and he won't, is fly over someone to go get somebody that's the same. But if his job in college football, the head coach's job, whether they like it or not, fortunately Mario Cristobal loves it, is to go and get the best talent that you can in America or in Europe or where Australia. It doesn't matter where it is. Anybody that's going to help your football team, you've got to be able to, number one, evaluate it. Number two, make sure that they're interested in coming to the University of Miami, but also understand that that's something that you can somewhat control. You can control who comes here, and that's the way of the world. That's the game that it is. And those examples that you've brought up, and, you know, we can throw in Ohio State. They've gone all over the place as well. You know, you look at that top talent, unfortunately or fortunately, however you want to look at it, no hometown can give you everything that you need, and Miami's no different. But you've got to go national.
It's a testament to football. There was a couple of years ago, people were saying you can't play football. You know, football is going to die. No, they're playing football everywhere. There are great players everywhere, and they're playing 12 months out of the year. And the spread offense has a lot of kids playing because they want to throw it or catch it. It's no longer just 3 yards in a cloud of dust where you're, you know, banging your head against the wall all the time. Now you have opportunities where the field is spread and you're able to make plays, whether you aspire to be a great defensive player to stop it or a great offensive player to create it. I think that has led to more and more kids playing football more of the year. And so there are great players everywhere.
That's an excellent point. And when you think about it as well, you know, up north it used to be football was a season.
Yeah.
Now, because of indoor practice facilities, now because of travel, and it becomes more year-round. And you think of, just look at the local high school part of it. We've got teams that are playing for national championships. I mean, they're getting exposed all over the country, and it's not going to change. And who doesn't want to play college football? I mean, look at the exposure you get, and look how fun it is, and look at the experience that comes with it. But as far as Miami goes, when you go back in time, and you know better than anybody in the world that Jim Kelly, where he came from, East Brady, Pennsylvania. I don't even know where the heck that is. I mean, you think about that. And then Bernie Kosar from Ohio, and Vinny Testaverde, what was he from? New York?
Yeah. Elmira, New York.
So, I mean, you go around and you think, well, what if you didn't have that? You got to have those people that come from all over the world that fit your program. And I think that's the key. For Coach Cristobal, one of the keys is, and he knows this better than anybody, is you want to recruit guys that want to be a Miami Hurricane and know what comes with it.
Yeah. They need players that want to be a Hurricane, not guys that think they're doing Miami a favor. One of the plays we would have liked to have seen would have been the Jahlil Skinner holding on the other day. Bang, bang play. What would have been fun is if Miami had put one more touchdown on the board. I'm not telling you they're going to come back and beat Clemson. But what would have been fun is to close that gap to a one-score game to see what kind of energy and competitiveness Miami would have had.
That Jahlil Skinner play should have been made. I mean, that's something to where you're into the 11th game of the season, so you're really not a freshman anymore. That's something that I normally will haunt a guy, and it'll make him get better. That's the good news about it, but it should have been made. You saw Wesley Bissanjo go in that ball game and play like he belonged, right? I mean, he's not as big as the linebackers were for Clemson, but you saw him go in there and play, and you go back and you look at Ja'Cari Brown, and he looked like an 18-year-old freshman for a lot of that football game. And that's what happens when you got battle-tested veterans on the other side versus a lot of freshmen. Sometimes you can't compete.
I think it was Jeremiah Trotter who hit him first. He might not forget that hit for a long time. That was like a head-on collision. Pittsburgh comes in on Saturday. You know what great teams do? Or good teams do, they stop the other team's best player. That's what the Miami defense has to do on Saturday. Israel Abana Kanda has run for over 1,300 yards. That's the guy they got to stop.
Yeah, they do. He might be the best player in the conference if you're not going with one of these quarterbacks this year. And very impressive and sneaky yards. You know, and he just quietly grinds away. And at the end of the day, I mean, he's got 120, 140, he had a 320. I mean, it's just the yardage. And if for a defensive head coach, which Narduzzi is, he gets the added benefit of time of possession. It gives his quarterback an opportunity to go play action. Pitt's got a bunch of tight ends that can catch the football. It's going to be an interesting ball game. But remember now, you know, all I'm hearing is Pitt's 3-0. They're going to try and go 4-0 for November. Miami's beat them the four last times they played them.
You know, you look at their roster. Narduzzi's been there for a while now. Yeah. So he's done a good job building building that roster. He's a little bit like Miami. You know, he can't get away from Pittsburgh area, get away from central Pennsylvania, western Pennsylvania. They're very proud of their football there. You got to have guys on your roster from that part of the country. He goes into Ohio a little bit and fights with Ohio State. Comes down here. He's got Charlie Partridge. He comes down here, lands a couple of guys. Might not be the top line guys, but he lands some guys here, and he goes into Georgia. He goes into Georgia and lands some guys. So his recruiting footprint is an interesting one as well.
You no longer can just be a regional team as far as recruiting goes. The players that come out of the parts of Pennsylvania that you mentioned, they're great for your core. But you need skill, and you need some defensive linemen. They got two defensive linemen, the tackle in the end, that one's from Miami Northwestern. I think the other one's from Pompano. Those cats can play, and they had to come down here and get them, and Miami's going to have to go up to Pennsylvania and grab some kids too. So it's very interesting how it's turning out.
Kalijah Kansi, 7 sacks this year. The Pittsburgh defense, we've seen this now over and over. They allow about 90 yards a game running the football. He's going to have all 11 guys within about, 7 yards of the line of scrimmage, 8 yards of the line of scrimmage. He's going to dare Miami, whoever that quarterback is. Can you throw the ball deep? If you can throw the ball deep and get points out of your passing game, you beat them. Maybe if you run the ball some, that helps. But he's going to dare you to throw the ball to the outside down the field.
Last year, he dared Miami to do that, and Miami took their dare, and Van Dyke threw for over 400 yards and 3 touchdowns. They had speed on the outside. Hardley was on the outside, was at the slot, had a lot of speed. Rambo could take the top off of it. Unfortunately, Miami has not put the speed guy on the field last year. It's going to be more, they're going to have to pick your part. You know, Restrepo is going to have to make some plays. You're going to have Ladson come up and make some plays, use his big body to do that. I think you go back to the tight end, Will Mallory, until you can't go there any longer. But the other part of it is you want to throw them off. You're right. You got to generate some run.
Well, Narduzzi is not showing Will Mallory any respect. And Mowry has touchdowns in each of the last two games against Pittsburgh. And my prediction is Will Mowry finds the end zone again against the Panthers on Saturday night, much to the chagrin of Pat Narduzzi. Hey, it's a big weekend in college football. Who do you have, Ohio State, Michigan?
Oh, I don't want to even pick. I don't like either one of them, to tell you the truth. I mean, I'd probably go Michigan if I had to.
Ohio State has the home field advantage. I did want to sneak this in there. This is a season where Miami lost to Duke. Florida State lost to Wake Forest. Florida lost to Vanderbilt. Can you believe that?
Can you say that again for me? Florida lost to Duke.
Florida lost to Vanderbilt. Miami lost to Duke. Florida State lost to Wake Forest. The world is upside down. Florida and Florida State play on Friday.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that deal, man. I'm gonna be home in time from that, and I'm gonna tune that in, and I'm gonna watch Florida State put it on them Gators.
That Ohio State Michigan game, as we mentioned, will have big ramifications. They're undefeated. Georgia finishes the season against Georgia Tech. They're on their way to the playoff. Alabama and Auburn, the Iron Bowl.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting. I mean, I've got to say that Alabama's going to win that deal. Auburn's still floundering around wondering who the head coach is going to be, and that's going to be an interesting game. And then Georgia, of course, I think that they just closed the season out undefeated and strong against Georgia Tech. But there's some good football games, and Vanderbilt beat Florida.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
All right, happy Thanksgiving to you and Priscilla and your family.
Yeah, thank you, Joe. Same to you and Cheryl.
All right, that's Don Bailey Jr. We'll continue on the show right after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations, galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.